Amen. Brother Kelly Howard from Dinuba, California. Great man of God, a great church, great work going on there. Hallelujah. A man very much in demand. I suppose he has probably preached in almost every one of your sections at one time or another. Young people get the Holy Ghost when he preaches. He's an exciting man. He's just about on his way out of here. He's the grandpa of our committee. This might be the last time you see him around here in this capacity. But Brother Howard, I want you to come preach to us. We're behind you. Come on, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Shall we all stand? How many wants to be a giant killer? Oh, come on. You can do better than that. How many wants to be a giant killer? Either put up or shut up. How many wants to be a giant killer? Hey. They put us on a time limit, so I will go very quickly to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. If those of you that work the light system, if somehow you can turn the lights somehow off where I can see the congregation, if you can do that, I don't know how you do that. Travis Marshall, are you here? Come here. Justin, come here. I need you boys. Ephesians chapter number 6. Very nervous right now, scared to death. My legs feel like jelly. I'm telling the truth. That guy's hyper. That guy's hyper. Come here, Justin. Travis, why don't you boys sit right there. Now, I hope I make sense in 20 minutes. Because I've only got one word to preach about, and it's been with me for about 2 weeks, and I can't get away from it. If you're an adult here, this may not make sense to you, and you'll just have to ask some of the young people what all this means. Book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. We get our messages from so many different areas. I've never preached from Reader's Digest yet, but I'm sure I will before it's over. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10. Hopefully you brought your Bible. How many brought their Bible? Say amen. If you didn't bring your Bible, say, oh me. Shame on you. When in doubt, shout then. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10. Finally, young people, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, not your might. Everyone say, it's not my might, nor my power, but by His Spirit. Someone say, praise the Lord. Verse number 11, put on. Everyone say, put on. The whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I'm going to take that first portion of verse number 11. Put on. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, put something on. I'm not preaching about the armor of God right now. Say, put it on. You got to put it on. Turn around to someone behind you and say, you got to put it on. These two boys right here, I want you to stand over here. And Mr. Soundman, they need a microphone, so grab that microphone. Now, I have them up here for a purpose. And if they can get two microphones. Because I can't say the word that they say the way that they say it. I've tried. I've stood in the mirror. And it just don't come out right. I mean, you know how you stand in front of a mirror and you're cool and slick and perm and prep. Amen. Leave it to Beaver. Big debut and he blows it. Say this word the way that I I hear you say it all the time. And when I point to you, or I point to Justin, I want you to grab that microphone, Justin. I want you to say it. Because before you leave this morning, I want you to be what they say. Amen. Travis, would you say this special word? He didn't even know I was going to do this. I want you to say it, just like...
Logan!
Say it again.
Logan!
Say it, Justin.
Smoking!
I'm not talking about pot or cigarettes either. I said I didn't say pot, cigarettes, or crack, neither. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, I want you to be smoking. Sit down. I'm starting preaching right now. I don't know. I'm going to try my best to say it like they said, but that's the way I brought it up. I don't mean to use things out of context or character in any way, but it just seems like that word's just got a hold of me as of late. I've just barely learned what gnarly was. My son came home and said, that's gnarly. And I said, brother, who? And he said, no, Dad, that's gnarly. That's kind of like rad. And I said, you mean that's cool, right? And he goes, yeah, whatever. But I kept hearing them say, smoking. One night I was preaching and someone's in the congregation. They said, smoking. I'm feeling smoking right now. From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I'm smoking for Jesus. I said, I'm smoking for Jesus. Hold on. I'm not about to let you sit down. Now this little group and that little group, I said, hey, everybody, say smoking. Sit down now. So I got to asking what this word smoking meant. Now I didn't like it at first because when you said smoking, it kind of had a connotation with, you know, Benson and Hedges and Camels and, you know, and Marlboros. And I didn't like it at first until I found out what it meant. I wasn't sure I liked where it came from either. But I couldn't help but like it when they'd say... It seems like any time anything good would happen... Amen. Something radical, bad, killer, and all those other adjectives that fit in your pocket. That one word would come out saying, you better catch up, son. I'm trying to get you married. Praise God. I mean, we'd be around the church, we'd be passing out tracts, it'd be a great service, and they'd walk by each other and say,
Mother!
We'd be slapping hands together, come on, you're slow, slapping hands together, and they'd say,
Mother!
And I got to say, where'd smoking come from? How many knows where it came from? Shame on you. For some of us grandpas that don't know what smoking meant, it was from a picture show. Oh, yeah, that's what I felt. I'm going to hurry here in a minute. But it's just that word, and I'm sure that it didn't come from there. It was just a word, but they made it popular. And it was by a man by the name of Stanley Eatkiss. He was the bank teller nerd. And he wanted to pick up on some girl. Sound familiar? But the story went that day, he got discouraged, and I asked a bunch of kids how it went, and they said they drove by a river and went down there, and there was a mask down by the riverbed. And when he put this mask on,
Remember I said put it on? When he went to put that mask on, it would suck his face in. And this guy Stanley had such a tremendous ability. Amen. That when he put it on, he'd spin. That's what they told me. He'd spin like the Tasmanian devil. And he'd spin and he'd bounce off the walls and he'd just go wild. And when finally he stopped, he would say, "Move it." And when anything good would happen to this geek nerd named Stanley, he would do something great or something funny. But he'd always stop and say, trying to figure out where I'm going, aren't you? Exodus chapter number 20. It didn't start with Stanley Epictetus, whatever his name was. Brother Morgan, I want you to read Exodus chapter number 19, verse number 16. Read aloud.
And it came to pass on the third day in the morning.
And it came to pass on the third day of the morning.
That there were thunders and lightning.
And there was thunders and lightning.
And a thick cloud upon the mount.
It was in the morning. Everyone say amen. Read on.
And the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud.
And the voice was exceedingly loud.
So that all the people that was in the camp trembled.
All the people in the conference trembled. Read on.
And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp.
And Moses brought them out of their hotel rooms. Read on.
To meet with God.
To meet with God.
And they stood at neither part of the mount.
And read on.
And the Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke.
And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke. Are you still with me here? Read on.
Because the Lord descended upon it in a fire.
Because the Lord descended upon it in a fire. Read on.
And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace.
And the smoke was like a furnace. Read.
And the whole mount quaked greatly.
And the whole mountain quaked greatly.
When the voice of the trumpet sounded.
When the voice of the trumpet sounded.
And waxed louder and louder.
And louder and louder.
Moses spake and God answered him by a voice.
Read on.
And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai.
And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai.
On top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount.
Hold on now. When God came down, Moses went up. Everyone say, praise the Lord. But here you see a very vivid scene of Moses on the mount. Going up to the mount, I should say. But when God was coming down, Mount Sinai was a smoke. Exodus chapter number 19. Chapter 20, verse 18, read.
And all the people saw the thundering.
And all the people saw the thundering.
And the lightning.
And the lightning.
And the noise of the trumpet.
And the noise of the trumpet.
And the mountain smoking.
And the mountain was
smoking.
The mountain was a smoking. Now, if there's one thing that we're going to have to get straight, is that whatever we do, when we got the Holy Ghost, we put something on. Come on, I need an amen corner this morning. It'd be one thing to get you to shout, but it'd be another thing to make sure that when you leave here Friday, that you got something on. Well, praise the Lord, somebody. All the giant killers say, praise the Lord. There is something that you got to put on. And when you put it on, you just don't put on just anything. But when you put on the Holy Ghost, smoking. I said, when you put on the Holy Ghost, smoking. The Lord descended on you, and you became on fire, and you were smoking. Sit down. Come here, Mr. Lyon. We'll pick right back up, amen, where the preacher left off last night. When the devil comes to you with all kinds of temptations, what do? You put it on. Smoking. Come on, let's party. Smoking. Let's go drink. Smoking. Sit down. The world says you're nerds. The world says you don't fit in. But when you put on Christ Jesus, you smoking. And everybody say, all the girls say, all the men say, and let the people say, sometimes you feel so low, discouraged, depressed, ugly. No offense. We all feel like nerds sometimes. And we feel like we can't get the job done. And we feel like we're not going to accomplish it. And we feel like we ain't going to save the world. But we're at Bakersfield Convention. And we're going to put it on. We're going to put it on. We're going to put it on. Smoking. Sit down. They tell me there was a resistance in this fictional character. That when he'd go to put on this mask and it would glow green. He resisted it at first because it started to suck his face in. And isn't that just like the way we serve God? Sometimes we resist Him. And God's really trying to draw us. And trying to get us closer. And trying to get us to do something. And trying to change us. But we resist it. But when you finally pray through, smoking. The next time you have a dead you service, smoking. The next time you face the devil, smoking. Well, come here. Sit down. I can see her now. She really wants to, make an impression on this guy. He's cool, suave, sophisticated. He's got a body like Arnold. Strength of Mike Tyson. Looks like Sylvester Stallone. Say, oh, you won't go to bank with me? I'm a southpaw, yeah. And you girls are kind of... And, He said, come on, baby, let's go to a banquet. Hold on. Hold on. And he grabs your hand and you feel something. Say, uh-oh. He said, come on, yeah. And you're thinking in your mind, I never seen him down at the altar shouting over there. I never seen him singing in the choir on fire. I've never seen him praying and staying. He's always walking and talking. Come on, I'm talking to some of you right now. I said, get out of Mount Sinai where the fire is. Get here where the smoke is. Sit down. Back at the banquet. Come on, man. Don't worry about your girlfriends. Come on. We don't need no homos in church, neither. Smoking! Smoking! Sit down. I feel like that song. Tick, tick, ticking away. Come here. Now, if you, for you older people, I really don't like act like this all the time. Well, some of the time. You know, if you got a problem, I feel funny putting my arm around you. It's just for acting, all right? When he goes to put that arm around you, I'm preaching it, all right, smart mouth? I don't even preach my notes. How did you know? That's right. He's a good pastor. When he puts his arm around you or tries to be sly, something's going to go shoo. Smoking! I don't need you! I don't need you! Smoking! Said, finally, young people, be strong, be strong, be strong, be a giant killer, be strong in the smoking. Let's worship God. Oh, God, the Mahasaya. Come on! It's time to be smoking! Hear me. And in the power of his might, put on! Everybody say, put on. You need to put that Holy Ghost on at this convention. I said you need to put that Holy Ghost on in this convention. How about you folks in the balcony that are sitting down? Shall we all stand? Hey, let me remind you, the farther you sit away, those are the cheap seats. Now, if you come in when the building's empty and you go up there, you're just going up to the cheap seats. Now, if you come in and it's crowded and that's the only way you can sit, that's fine. But I'd rather be right up front here. Because when you're up close, the Holy Ghost will get you to the uttermost. And when the praise goes up, the fire, fire, fire comes down. And wherever there's fire, you'll be on the front row saying,
"Smoke it!"
But I'm just going to say this. Wherever there's fire, there's smoke. But finally there comes a time when the fire burns out all the impurities and there's no more smoke. Smoke and a pure fire has no smoke because it's burned out all the impurities. Hello. We've come to youth convention to be on fire for God until all the smoke is burned off of us. Hold it. And as long as we're being preached to, let the smoke come off of us. Because when you're hearing the preacher and you're on fire and you're smoking, that lets us know that God's working in your lives. And everybody say, let's worship the Lord right now. Hallelujah.
Oh yes, it's keeping me alive. It's keeping me alive. Oh, that Holy Ghost and fire. It's keeping me alive. Jesus, it's keeping me alive. Oh, it's that Holy Ghost and fire. And it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. It's keeping me alive. That Holy Ghost and fire. And it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Oh, it's that Holy Ghost and fire. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. It's keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire. It's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. So we're going to bless that wonderful name of Jesus. We're going to bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. There's no other name I know. We're going to bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. There's no other name I know. For there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Well, there's no other name I know. I'm finding victory in the name of Jesus. Well, we got victory in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the name of Jesus. There's no other name I know. So I will bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Yes, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. There's no other name I know.
Let's lift him up right now. Let's bless him. Yes, everybody worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.